And as you're saying, it's not something that we've seen make headlines in the United States, even though there were American journalists themselves who were targeted when they went to visit Julian Assange for interviews, for their own coverage of Julian Assange being in the Ecuador embassy. People like Ellen Nakashima of The Washington Post. When this testimony was heard during the extradition trial, The Guardian, despite a lot of things that they are responsible for, and the fact that the they bear a lot of responsibility for some of the case that the U.S. government is making against Julian Assange, especially when it comes to the diplomatic cables, they ran a headline: U.S. intelligence sources discussed poisoning Julian Assange. That's an incredible headline, and it happened. We were told, based on an anonymous witness — there are two anonymous witnesses, one's an IT expert and had particular experience being asked to set up the equipment, the spy tools, the surveillance gear that was supposed to be directed at the Ecuador embassy, at Julian Assange. We hear that there were conversations about how they needed to bring an end to this quickly. They were getting tired of Julian Assange. So what could they do? Well, we could kidnap him, maybe. We could leave the door open and people could come in. We could have a, it looked like a mistake, just an innocent accident. And then a team of kidnappers could come in and take Julian Assange from the embassy. Or we could poison him. That was another idea.